This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, and welcome to 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rosie.
Rosie, have you ever heard of the island of Tonga?
It sounds familiar, but I'm not too sure where it is.
It's a small South Pacific island near New Zealand. The people of Tonga are in mourning this week as their king, George Tupou V, recently died.
That's very sad news. Has the funeral taken place?
Yes, it has. And he was a popular king too. We'll hear just how popular he was in the report. But before we hear it, I have a question for you about kings and queens, or monarchs, as they're sometimes called.
Well, I'm fairly good with history, so let's see if I can get your question right.
OK, who has been the longest-serving monarch in Europe? Is it A, Queen Victoria of the United Kingdom, B, King Alfonso I of Portugal, or C, King Louis XIV of France?
I know Queen Victoria served for a long time, so I think I'll go for A, Queen Victoria.
OK, well, we'll find out the answer at the end of the programme. But let's go back to our story about the funeral of the King of Tonga.
I'm surprised to hear that they still have a monarchy in Tonga.
Yes, it's the only monarchy left in the Pacific Ocean, and it is spread across nearly 200 islands. About 100,000 people live there.
So the king ruled over almost 200 islands. That's a large area. It must have been a big funeral.
Well, let's hear BBC correspondent Duncan Kennedy's report from the funeral. You'll hear him mention the late king, but it doesn't mean he was late for the funeral, does it?
No, here the word late means that he has died. So when Duncan Kennedy describes George Tupou V as the late king, it just means the king that has died.
OK, let's take a listen. See if you can hear who also took part in the ceremony.
1,000 pallbearers took part in the ceremony to carry the coffin of the late king during the funeral ceremony. Hundreds of foreign dignitaries and thousands of other mourners were present at the Christian burial service, many wearing woven tavola grass mats around their waists.
The report mentioned that 1,000 pallbearers took part in the ceremony. A pallbearer helped to carry the coffin. But 1,000 people, how did they all manage that?
Well, the coffin was passed along the organised group of people, so they took turns to carry the coffin.
And 1,000 people to carry the coffin means he was really quite popular.
Well, when he first became king in 2006, he wasn't so popular. Many Tongan people protested for democratic reform, which led to riots in which 8 people died.
Following these protests, the king then chose to reduce his powers and let his country have democratic elections for the first time in 2010.
So he is credited with bringing democracy to Tonga. He helped to reform his country.
And he even lost some of his powers when he introduced these reforms.
Yes, in a traditional and conservative country like Tonga, he achieved a lot in a short amount of time.
He was also an interesting character, wasn't he?
He was. Some people even called him eccentric, which means he had some unusual habits. See if you can hear what the next clip mentions about one of his unusual or eccentric habits.
King George is credited with bringing democracy to Tonga, a country with a population of 100,000 spread over nearly 200 islands. And although he was criticised for spending too much time out of the country, his other characteristics, like driving around in a London taxi, endeared him to many of his people.
So he drove around Tonga in a London taxi. That is quite odd.
Yes, and he also wore a monocle, a piece of glass you wear over just one eye. Wearing a monocle is quite unusual these days. Most people wear glasses over both eyes.
But being eccentric isn't really a bad thing, is it?
No, not necessarily. As the report mentioned, the king's unusual characteristics endeared him to many people.
And to be endearing means you are regarded with affection. So he was liked for his unusual characteristics.
Yes, absolutely.
And now that he's died, will they keep the monarchy in Tonga?
Yes, they will still maintain a monarchy. His brother will become the new king. He's also called George, so he will become George VI.
So a new monarch will ascend the throne.
The late King George V of Tonga ruled for 6 years. But going back to the question I asked at the beginning of the programme, which European monarch served or ruled for the longest amount of time? Was it A, Queen Victoria of the United Kingdom, B, King Alfonso I of Portugal, or C, King Louis XIV of France?
Yes, and I said Queen Victoria.
You said Victoria,
And I'm afraid you were wrong.
No.
The correct answer was B, Alfonso I of Portugal. He ascended or took the throne in the year 1112 and died in 1185 after a reign of 73 years.
So it reigned for 73 years?
No. To reign, R-E-I-G-N, or to rule for a period of time. So he ruled Portugal for 73 years.
Ah, I see. That's a long time. I can't imagine doing the same job for 73 years.
It's a very long time if you consider that in those days, most people did not even live beyond 40 years of age. So on that note, Rosie, please could you remind us of today's words?
Of course, they are mourning, monarchs, pallbearers, took turns, to reform, eccentric, monocle, endearing, ascend, reign.
Thanks very much, Rosie. And that's all we've got time for today. Bye for now.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.